In telling the parable, the Lord exposes the real reason why the Pharisees and the scribes and the chief priests did not accept those who were sent. That is, they were envious of the inheritance, and so they thought in killing the Son of God, they would gain the inheritance for themselves. But in telling the parable, the Lord also points out that it was God who chose them and God who protected them, and he uses Jerusalem as the symbolic city of that protection. For it says, the man planted a vine, that is, God the Father, put a hedge around it, for Jerusalem was known as the walled city. And so he is describing here the tower and the winepress, that is, the temple and the towers that surrounded the temple, so that they may come to their senses. That he did this all because he put them under a special protection of divine providence, and that they were to be the chosen people. But our Lord also points out very clearly why they were bad tenants. For he would come periodically through his prophets to receive benefits from that which he had sown in the chosen people, but he received nothing at their hands, and so they were abandoning that mission for which God had set them aside, that is, to preserve the truth, so that when the Son of God came, the world would be prepared to receive him. And so, each and every time the chosen people would fall astray, the Lord would rise up a prophet and send them to them, striving to bring them to their senses. They would constantly reject these servants of God, and so ultimately the kingdom had to be taken from them. And finally, God the Father would send forth his only Son to strive to bring them to their senses. But the Lord again shows very clearly they would reject him too, and their rejection is our boon. For as the Psalms say, that the Lord's inheritance would be the heathen nations. And so in throwing him outside of the city walls, they give Christ to the rest of the world. And so we have that moment by which we must now strive to work out our salvation in fear and trembling, always living in the truth, not rejecting the truth as the leaders of the chosen people of old had rejected it, but rather striving always to abide in that truth. And so we turn most especially to the Vicar of Christ, who is the vanguard, the safeguard of all, in all of matters of faith and morals. By a special protection of divine grace, we know that the Vicar of Christ cannot err in matters of faith and morals. And so the new kingdom of God is established as the eternal kingdom. And so we seek always and everywhere not to reject the stone which the builders had rejected, that is, the first of the chosen people, especially through their leaders. Let us always strive to remain faithful servants of the Lord through Holy Mother Church, so that when we are asked to give an account, we will be able to show the fruits, not because they are our fruits, but because we have truly come to understand that mystery of our incorporation into the mystical body of Christ, where we go forth striving to bring the works of Christ to the whole world. And so he brought always his mercy. This very parable was an attempt to bring the chief priest and the scribes to their senses, in order that they too may receive the mercy of God once it is fully revealed. And ultimately, their rejection caused the crucifixion of Christ, and it is that crucifixion by which all of mankind is redeemed, because it is the one sacrifice that was pleasing to the Father, and it made reparation for all the prophets who were rejected and for all the crimes and all the sins that would be committed from the time of Adam and Eve until the end of the world. And so we truly have the safe haven in Holy Mother Church. Let us remain her faithful children, striving always and everywhere to conform ourselves to that which she teaches us, for we know that it is what is good for the soul. For the primary purpose the Church has been established is for the salvation of souls. And so let us strive always, through the grace of God and the sacramental life of the Church, let us strive for our own personal sanctification, knowing that there is fruit that comes from it. For no one who conforms and strives always to live according to the teachings of the Lord can do anything but bear fruit. And so if we strive to save ourselves, then we will necessarily be giving good examples to the rest of the world so that they may come to truly know that it is through Holy Mother Church that God truly shows his love and his mercy towards all mankind. And let us strive that all those who have rejected the Lord may come to their senses and not miss the time of their visitation, but may accept the gift that is freely offered by God to them. And so we must pray always that it is freely received by ourselves and by all whom God offers it to, that is, to the whole of humanity, so that truly, truly it can be said that when the Lord comes to judge the living and the dead, Satan will find his hands empty and the Lord will find his hands full of those who have chosen to serve him in this life rather than to pursue the life of pleasure, the life of sin, but have striven to mortify themselves so that they may ultimately receive that for which God has created them for, to praise him with all the angels and saints for all together for all eternity in heaven.